Those images of the sludgy-looking green water coming out of taps this summer in Ohio and parts of southeast Michigan are pretty hard to forget. More than 400,000 people saw their water contaminated by toxins from cyanobacteria and the algal blooms on Lake Erie. Well, now Ohio lawmakers are taking action, hoping to slow those blooms. Karen Kassler is bureau chief at Statehouse News. It produces reports for Ohio's public radio and television stations. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks.
What can you tell us about this bill that was approved by Ohio Statehouse?
Well, this bill has been approved by the House. It's now in a Senate committee. And we, of course, are dealing with the lame duck session. And so lawmakers are trying to pass as many bills as possible before their terms all expire at the end of the year. And this is one of those bills that's become kind of a Christmas tree bill, which means that everybody who has something that they want kind of hangs their ornament, their thing that they want, onto the bill because they believe that it will pass by the end of the year. This is a bill that deals with all sorts of agriculture issues, but also has some other items in there, such as an item to deal with telephone deregulation rules and whether phone companies will have to provide local basic phone service to people once a federal transition to digital technology is in place. There was also a measure in there that would have dealt with puppy mills. We just had a puppy mill law that was signed into law in 2013, and this would have weakened the puppy mill law. So there are all these things that have been thrown in at the last minute. But what we really have here, the basic that you're talking about, the basic information that you're interested in, is some measures that would try to deal with some of these algae blooms. Because I think a lot of people, including state lawmakers, were absolutely horrified by the images that we saw coming out of the western part of Lake Erie and the fact that the city of Toledo had no water. Hundreds of thousands of people had no water for a couple of days in the summer.
So the bill would do what? I know it's aimed at farmers in northwest Ohio.
Right. It would try to deal with the amount of phosphorus that goes into the lake. And so it would ban farmers from dumping manure onto frozen ground because the runoff there is considered to be a problem. Also, it deals with the kind of dredging and the materials that are dredged and whether they can be dumped into Lake Erie. And so these are some of the ways that it hopes to try to deal with algae blooms, not only in Lake Erie, but also we have some water problems that are in other lakes in western Ohio that are very concerning as well. Now, the question is, though, whether this legislation is going to pass by the end of the year, because if it does, then lawmakers are going to have to start all over again and try to renegotiate these items. And some of these are really controversial. The manure situation there, that was opposed by the Ohio Farm Bureau, which is the largest group of the largest farm lobby in the state of Ohio. At first, that was opposed by the Farm Bureau. Now the Farm Bureau says they are on board. There was a question of if farmers couldn't put manure on frozen fields, what would they do with that manure? So they're trying to deal with some storage issues. But the bottom line is this thing is on a timeline. If it doesn't pass by the end of the year, they're going to have to start all over again. And that could mean a lot of time that could be discussing these issues that would be lost before the summer comes around and before all these algae blooms start coming up again.
Well, Karen, the USDA says less than 20% of the farm-related phosphorus in western Lake Erie comes from livestock manure being spread over the frozen fields, and commercial fertilizer accounts for the other 80%. Could this bill be going after the right culprit?
Well, and that's a real good question, because some of the opposition to the bill has been saying that. There was even a manure management specialist with the Ohio State University's Extension Office who was saying that most farmers rarely put manure on frozen ground. And so banning the practice when the ground is frozen or in the other way, when it's saturated, would not necessarily significantly improve the water quality. So there is really some debate about whether this will actually deal with the problem that's in front of them. But part of the problem here is that this bill has gotten so big that it's hard for some lawmakers to get their arms around. And so that's a concern here when you start talking about the timeline and whether it will pass, whether these things, who will get heard in committee, who will be believed, and what will happen when this bill actually comes to a vote in committee and whether it even gets onto the floor.
There, at least we are seeing movement in Columbus to protect the freshwater lakes. Are there voices calling out Michigan for not being maybe as proactive in regulating manure use in farms around the lake?
Oh, sure. I think you hear that. The questions, I mean, when we went through the Great Lakes Compact, there were questions about whether Ohio was doing what other people were doing and whether other states could do more. And so certainly that's a question. But, you know, these lawmakers here at the State House are saying that they want to deal with this now because, again, of the way that they were just appalled by the pictures that came out of the western side of Lake Erie earlier this summer. And so, you know, I think the effort, at least at this point, is to try to get something passed here in Ohio, and then hopefully other states would join in. Because, again, we do have a problem not only in Lake Erie, but also in some of these other larger lakes that are in western Ohio that have also seen these toxic algae blooms that have completely shut down the lakes during the summer, when that's the time that people want to get out there.
Karen, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely.
Karen Kassler is bureau chief at State House News, covering the state capitol for Ohio public radio and television stations. She joined us from Columbus.